It's been a long time coming, 9 years since leaders of South America's 12 countries gathered face to face. Host President Lula da Silva described it as an overdue and urgent encounter to build a regional bloc that can demonstrate strength through unity.
Together we have a $4 trillion GDP. Together we are the fifth global economy. We have 450 million consumers and the biggest and most diversified energy potential in the world.
Brazil's president outlined 15 initiatives for discussion behind closed doors, including highway, energy and trade integration, and a single South American currency for continental commerce. Brazil favors reactivating UNASUR, the South American bloc he helped create 15 years ago, but that most countries abandoned when the political pendulum in the region swung from left to right.
Most agreements in South America, most advances of big issues in South America, they are constantly on a stop-and-go movement, because when there's ideological alignment, there's willingness to advance. When there isn't ideological alignment, the advance becomes much slower. So far.
The presence of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, whom many consider authoritarian, became divisive. Streaming his own speech on social media, Uruguay's president minced no words.
Not all of us here have the same definition of what is respect for institutions, for human rights, and for democracy.
President Lula is also under fire.
As the head of the region's largest economy, he is clearly trying to recover the role he played during his last presidency as South America's natural leader. Yet right now, he is being strongly criticized, both here at home and abroad, for his unequivocal support of Nicolas Maduro.
But in the end, there was consensus on the need not to exclude anyone and to focus on what they have in common. If they succeed in laying the groundwork for continental integration, the biggest challenge will be to create a bloc that can survive the test of time. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Brasilia.